I want to speak with you a message that the Lord placed upon my heart.
Quiero compartir un mensaje que el Señor puso en mi corazón.
And I hope it comes out the way that the Lord wants it to.
Y mi deseo es que sale en la manera que Dios desea.
But I want to speak with you from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9.
Segundo de Timoteo 3, versos 1 a 9.
And believe it or not, it might start out sounding a little intense, but it's not meant to stay that way.
Quizás vamos a empezar con palabra intenso, pero no va a quedarse así.
The title of the message is Moral Absolutes in a Time of Moral Relativism. Again, Moral Absolutes in a Time of Moral Relativism.
Absolutos morales en un tiempo de
relativismo
moral.
Moral absolutes in a time of moral relativism. Now, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 9.
Segundo de Timoteo 3, 1 a 9.
It says, know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. Go ahead and read it.
También debes de saber que en los últimos días vendrán tiempos peligrosos.
Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Habrá hombres amadores de sí mismos, avaros, vanidosos, sobrevivos, blasfemos, desobedientes a los padres, ingratos, impios.
Without natural affection, truce breakers, slanderers, unrestrained, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Sin afecto natural, implacables, calumniadores, sin templanza, crueles enemigos de lo bueno.
Traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Traidores, impetuosos, idos, amadores de los deleites más que de Dios.
Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Turn away from such people.
Que tendrán apariencia de piedad, pero negarán la eficacia de ella. A esos, evítalos.
Those of this nature creep into houses and captivate silly women who are burdened with sins and led away with various desires.
De ellos son que se metan en las casas y llevan cautivas a las mujercías cargadas de pecados, arrastradas por diversas pasiones.
Always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Estas siempre están aprendiendo, pero nunca pueden llegar al conocimiento de la verdad.
Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds and worthless concerning the faith.
Y de la manera que Jannes y Jambres resistieron a Moisés, así también estos resistan a la verdad, hombres corruptos de entendimiento, reprobos en cuanto a la fe.
But they shall proceed no further, for their folly will be revealed to everyone, as theirs also was.
Pero no irán más adelante, porque su insensatez será manifiesta a todos, como también lo fue la de aquellos.
Moral absolutes in a time of moral relativism.
Absolutos morales en un tiempo de relativismo
moral. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would get this word, and I pray that you would take it and bring life. I pray, Lord, that you would grant understanding and help us to understand your very heart. And I pray most importantly that, Lord, you would just speak from your word to us in a very special and profound way. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen and amen. There is no doubt that we are currently living in perilous times.
No hay duda que estamos viviendo en tiempos peligrosos.
You can't turn on your television or watch the news without it attesting to this very fact.
No podemos ver la televisión sin ver noticias acerca de cosas malas.
But it's described as perilous times here in the modern English version.
Se describe en la Biblia tiempos peligrosos.
But it's actually translated as times of stress.
Pero es también en decir es tiempos difíciles.
It's even described as dangerous times.
O peligroso.
The English Standard Version describes it as times of difficulty.
En su versión de la Biblia lo describe en tiempo de dificultades.
The New Revised Standard says distressing times will come.
Otra versión lo describe como tiempos de cargas.
But all of these words as synonyms are describing a very difficult season.
Y todas estas palabras describen un tiempo difícil.
Now we may think that we are unique as a generation.
Podemos pensar que somos una generación diferente.
But this very list that Paul has just given to Timothy.
Pero esta lista que Pablo le dio a Timoteo
was something that they were even then experiencing.
Eran palabras que en ese tiempo estaban sintiendo.
There's nothing new under the sun.
No hay nada nuevo debajo del sol.
But there is no doubt that we are living in the latter of the last days.
Y sin duda estamos viviendo en los últimos de los últimos días.
And these difficult days are coming upon us.
Y estos días vienen sobre nosotros.
This list that Paul has listed here in these verses.
Y esta lista que Pablo dio en estos versos
is actually describing people in the church.
En actualmente son describiendo gente en la iglesia.
He's not describing the world out there.
No estaba describiendo el mundo.
But these are people that are having a form of godliness.
Pero era gente que tenía forma de servir a Dios.
And Paul is describing this kind of corrupt way of life that has impacted individuals.
Pero Pablo describía de las maneras que habían dejado corrupción en
Paul,
su vida.
Paul listed a similar list in Romans chapter 1, 29 through 31.
Pablo dio una lista similar en Romanos capítulo
1, verses 29 through 31.
Capítulo 1, versos 29 a 31.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he also listed another list in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 10.
Igualmente, en primero de Timoteo dio una misma lista.
And Paul is describing the reality of people who are not living wholeheartedly for the Lord.
Y Pablo, tristemente, estaba describiendo gente que no estaba viviendo por el Señor de todo corazón.
All of these issues that Paul is bringing out.
Cada uno de estas palabras que él mencionó
begins with that they are lovers of themselves.
Empezó que eran que amaban a ellos mismos más.
It's describing a people that are only thinking about themselves.
Pensando solamente en ellos mismos.
And as a result of this selfishness,
y como resultado de esta vanidad,
all of these areas began to manifest.
Cada área empezó a manifestarse.
A commentator said this.
Un comentador dijo esto.
He says, when the center of gravity,
cuando el centro de gravedad,
in an individual shifts from God to self.
En un individual cambia a Dios, de Dios a él mismo.
A plethora of sins can spring up.
Muchas cosas pecaminosas pueden levantarse.
It's really describing a selfish generation.
Está describiendo una generación vanidosa.
But the reality is this.
Y la realidad es esto.
Is that we are living in a time when there is moral relativism.
En un tiempo donde hay relativismos morales.
Now, what are you saying, Pastor?
Pastor, ¿de qué hablas?
What's moral absolutes?
¿Qué son absolutos morales?
And what are what's moral relativism?
¿Y qué es el relativismo? Say it. I can't say it. relativismo moral.
It's a tough word.
Thank you.
What is this?
¿Qué es esto?
Well, let me explain and then we'll understand.
Déjame explicar para entender.
There's what's called absolute truth.
Hay cosa que se llama la verdad absoluta.
And there's also relative truth.
Y hay verdad relativo.
Absolute truth does not change.
La verdad absoluta nunca cambia.
It is always the same.
Siempre sigue el mismo.
God's word is absolute truth.
La palabra de Dios es verdad absoluta.
It always stays the same.
Siempre sigue el mismo.
To every generation.
A cada generación.
To every people group.
A cada grupo de gente.
God's word is absolute truth.
La palabra de Dios es verdad absoluta.
Relative truth, on the other hand,
la verdad relativa
is changing constantly.
Al contrario, cambia cada momento.
Relative truth can change from person to person.
Puede cambiar de persona a persona.
Can change from generation to generation.
O puede cambiar a generación a generación.
Sometimes you'll even hear people express that you should speak your truth.
Quizás podemos oír alguien decirnos, debes de hablar la verdad que es suya.
Relative truth is always changing.
Entonces, la verdad relativo cambia.
And so there's no way of knowing what is true.
Entonces, no hay manera de saber cuál es la verdad, verdadero verdad.
But with God, there is moral, or there is absolute truth.
Pero con Dios, sí hay verdad absoluta.
But now I'm speaking of moral absolutes.
Pero estoy hablando de absolutas morales.
Or morals that are relative.
O morales relativos.
In the same way, moral truth is always the same.
De la misma manera,
moral absolutes, I should say.
Absoluto moral nunca cambia.
It's always the same.
Siempre sigue el mismo.
Whereas moral relativism, those morals change.
Y al contrario, los morales relativos sí cambian.
You and I are God's children.
Usted y yo somos hijos de Dios.
And we are a people that are following the Lord.
Y somos gente siguiendo a Dios.
And because we are following the Lord and His Word,
y porque estamos siguiendo a Dios y a su palabra,
we understand and we also get our moral understanding from God's Word.
Entendemos y recibimos esa verdad absoluta de su palabra.
The Ten Commandments are God's moral law.
Los diez mandamientos son la ley de Dios moral.
And they will always stay the same.
Y siempre van a seguir sin cambiar.
Murder is a sin.
Matar es pecado.
To lie is a sin.
De decir mentira, mentira es pecado.
These are moral absolutes.
Estos son absolutas morales que no cambian.
And we as children of God live according to those, to God's moral law.
Y como hijos de Dios vivimos en obediencia a esos leyes morales.
But I thought, Pastor, we're not saved by keeping the Ten Commandments.
Pero, Pastor, yo pensaba que no somos salvos por mantener los 10 mandamientos.
We are not saved by keeping the Ten Commandments.
Es verdad. De esa manera no somos salvos.
Jesus actually introduced a higher law.
Porque Jesús introdució una ley más grande.
They asked him one day, what is the greatest commandment?
Le preguntaron un día, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más grande?
And Jesus said, the first one is this.
Y Jesús respondió y les dijo, el primer es esto.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one.
Escuchad, oh Israel, el Señor su Dios es uno.
And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Y debes amarlo de todo corazón, de toda su mente, con todo tu alma.
And he said the second one is just like it.
Y el segundo sigue así como el primero.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
debemos amar a nuestro próximo como a nosotros mismos.
Jesus is speaking of God's absolute moral law.
Y Jesús hablaba de esos morales absolutos.
For you see, this is the heart of the law.
Porque entendemos que es el corazón detrás de esa ley.
When we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Cuando amamos al Señor con todo nuestro corazón, nuestra mente, nuestra fuerza, nuestra alma.
We are in essence keeping the first four of the Ten Commandments.
Estamos guardando los primeros cuatro mandamientos.
We are not going to have other idols.
No vamos a tener otros ídolos.
We're going to keep our attention upon Him.
Vamos a mantener nuestra atención en Dios.
And when we love our neighbor as ourselves.
Y cuando amamos a nuestro próximo como a nosotros mismos.
By loving our neighbor.
En amar a nuestro próximo.
We keep the final six commandments.
Guardamos los seis últimos mandamientos.
If we love our neighbor, we won't steal from them.
Si amamos a nuestro vecino, nuestro prójimo, no vamos a robarlo.
We won't covet their things.
No vamos a tener envías o envidia de ellos.
We will not murder.
No vamos a matarlos.
And so on and so forth.
Y mucho más. No vamos a hacer mal.
There are moral absolutes.
Hay absolutos morales.
And there is a right and a wrong.
Y sí hay lo que es correcto y lo que no es bueno.
And we as Christians understand right and wrong from God's word.
Y nosotros como cristianos entendemos lo que es bueno y lo que es malo de la palabra de Dios.
And yet we see from what we read earlier.
Y aquí vemos de lo que leímos en 2 de Timoteo.
We're living in a time that is very lawless.
Que vivimos en un tiempo que no importa esas leyes.
We're living in a time here in the United States of America.
Aún en nuestro país, los Estados Unidos de América.
Where they're trying to erase our history.
Donde quieren quitar nuestra historia.
That our problem here in America is systemic.
Que nuestro problema aquí es sistémica.
They're trying to get rid of our police and those that help to keep law and order in our country.
Están tratando de quitar la policía que ayuda a guardar orden en nuestro país.
We're living in a time of moral relativism.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo de que los morales son relativos.
They're trying to get rid of these absolutes.
Y tratan de quitar lo que es absoluto.
And we are living in a time like this.
Y en este tiempo estamos viviendo.
So what are we supposed to do?
Entonces, ¿qué debemos hacer?
How are we supposed to live in a time like this?
¿Cómo podemos vivir en un tiempo como este?
We need to keep to God's moral absolutes.
Nosotros tenemos que guardar los morales, verdades y absolutos de Dios.
We must keep to God's word.
De guardar siguiendo en obediencia la palabra de Dios.
Even if the world continues to get rid of laws and tries to be lawless.
Aunque el mundo trata de quitar leyes o seguir sin orden.
We must be those that will keep God's law.
Nosotros tenemos que seguir guardando las leyes de Dios.
We need to honor those that are in the military.
De honrar los que están en el militario.
We need to honor our policemen and police women.
De honrar los que sirven en servir como policía.
And we can't go and lump them all as bad just for a few bad apples. Amen.
No podemos tenerlos en un grupo como todos males porque quizás hay un pocos males.
We are living in a time when we are going against the flow.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo donde estamos andando en contra de la cultura.
And so we must be ready to keep to God's moral absolutes despite what is happening in the world around us.
Entonces tenemos que estar preparados para guardar la verdad absoluta de Dios.
It's like it says there in verse 4 of chapter 3.
Como dice en verso 4.
They're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Donde dice que son amadores de los deleites más que de Dios.
In verse 3 it says they're despisers of those that are good.
Y en verso 3 dice son enemigos de lo bueno.
This is the reality of a time that we are living in.
Esta es la realidad del tiempo en cual estamos viviendo.
And a hatred for Christians and Christianity is growing.
Y está creciendo cosas en contra del cristianismo.
God has put within the heart of man.
Dios ha puesto dentro del hombre
a knowledge of right and wrong.
Dentro del corazón del hombre el saber lo que es bueno y lo que es malo.
God's moral law is inscribed in our hearts.
La ley de Dios, esas morales, está en nuestro corazón.
In Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16.
En Romanos 2, 12 a 16.
Paul described the law as it's been written in the heart.
Pablo describió esa ley y en cuanto está escribido en el corazón.
Some have described this as the psychological argument for the existence of God.
Algunos han describido esto como poder decir que sí exista Dios.
Because God has written His law in our hearts.
Porque Dios ha escribido su ley en nuestro corazón.
If there's a moral law in our hearts,
si la ley moral está en nuestro corazón,
telling us the difference between right and wrong,
ayudándonos a entender lo que es bueno y lo que es malo,
then there's a moral lawgiver.
Entonces hay alguien que dio esa ley.
And that lawgiver is God Himself.
¿Cuál es Dios mismo?
God has written the law in our hearts.
Dios ha escribido su ley en nuestro corazón.
That's why every man will be without excuse when they stand before His judgment.
Por eso todo hombre va a estar sin excusa delante de Dios.
Now, what's the solution to all this?
Entonces, ¿qué es la solución de todo esto?
We are living in a time when there is so much changing.
Estamos viviendo en un tiempo donde mucho está cambiando.
What must we do?
¿Qué debemos de hacer nosotros?
Well, first, we need good role models.
Primero, necesitamos ver personas, buen ejemplos.
Paul is talking to Timothy.
Aquí, Pablo estaba hablando a Timoteo.
And he's told him how difficult the latter days will be.
Y compartió con él cuál difícil iban a ser esos días.
But then, he begins to show them that we need good role models.
Y explicó que necesitaba buen ejemplo.
Even good mentors.
Y buen ejemplos para ayudarle.
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 13.
Ahora vamos a leer 2 de Timoteo 3, 10 a 13.
Timothy had a role model in the Apostle Paul.
Timoteo tenía buen ejemplo en ver Pablo.
Paul was someone he could pattern his life after.
Él podía vivir de esa manera que vivía Pablo.
He says to Timothy in verse 10, "But you have observed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, tolerance, love, and patience."
Pero tú has seguido mi doctrina, conducta, propósito, fe, entereza, amor, paciencia.
In other words, you've observed my life.
En otras palabras, me has visto en mi vida.
Verse 11, persecutions and afflictions which came to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but the Lord delivered me out of them all.
Persecuciones, padecimientos como los que me sobrevinieron en Antioch, en Iconio, en Listra, persecuciones que he sufrido, pero de todas me ha librado el Señor.
You've seen God's faithfulness in my life.
Está diciendo que él había visto la fidelidad de Dios.
He says, yes, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ will suffer persecution.
Y también, todos los que quieren vivir piadosamente en Cristo Jesús padecerán persecución.
Who are we following and patterning our lives after?
¿Quién estamos siguiendo y usando su ejemplo para vivir nuestra vida.
I encourage you to look for a good role model.
Les quiero animar que busquen un buen ejemplo.
Someone that's faithful in the Lord.
Alguien que sigue fiel en el Señor.
Someone that's standing true for God.
Alguien que se pare en verdad para el Señor.
Someone that's mature in the Lord.
Alguien que tiene madurez en el Señor.
Someone that you can pattern your life after.
Alguien que puedes mirarlo y vivir de su ejemplo.
Who are you listening to?
¿Quién estamos escuchando?
Let it be someone that is going to provoke you to walk sincerely with your God.
Debe de ser alguien que nos va a animar a andar con Cristo.
Remember, birds of a feather flock together.
Como dicen, pájaros de la misma feather, pluma, siguen juntos.
Amen.
Amen.
You can tell a lot about a person just by the friends they hang around with.
Podemos entender mucho de una persona en ver sus amigos.
Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, and most importantly,
y más importante,
stay in the Word of God.
Sigue en la palabra de Dios.
The Word of God is our guideline. It's our plumb line.
La palabra de Dios es como una meta para saber cómo seguir adelante.
Paul reminds Timothy of his upbringing.
Pablo recordó a Timoteo cómo él había crecido.
Look at 14 through 17.
Lee conmigo 14 a 17.
He says, continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing those from whom you have learned them.
Pero persiste tú en lo que has aprendido y te persuadiste, sabiendo de quién has aprendido.
And that since it's from a childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus.
Y que desde la niñez has sabido las sagradas escrituras, las cuales te pueden hacer sabio para la salvación por la fe que es en Cristo Jesús.
All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness.
Toda la escritura es inspirada por Dios y útil para enseñar, para redarguir, para corregir, para instruir en justicia.
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
A fin de que el hombre de Dios sea perfecto, enteramente preparado para toda buena obra.
The enemy will do all that he can to distract you and me from spending time in the Word.
El enemigo va a tratar de hacer muchas cosas para desanimarnos de no guardar leyendo la palabra de Dios.
It's from the Word that we understand God's moral absolutes.
Pero es de la palabra de Dios que entendemos esas verdades absolutas.
It's from the Word that we understand God's absolute truth.
Y es de la palabra que sabemos esas verdades que nunca cambian, esas morales absolutas.
So in the time that we are living in,
entonces, en el tiempo que estamos viviendo,
as awful as it's getting,
aunque sea muy difícil,
don't be distracted by what's going on.
No te desanimas por ver lo que está pasando.
Refocus your attention on God and on His Word.
Enfoque tu atención en Dios y en su palabra.
He will be faithful to us.
Él va a ser fiel a nosotros.
And this is how we can have moral absolutes in a time of moral relativism.
Y de esta manera podemos guardar absolutos morales en un tiempo relativo moral.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Thank God that no matter what comes our way.
Gracias a Dios que no importa lo que venga en contra de nosotros.
We serve a faithful God.
Nosotros servimos a un Dios muy fiel.
He'll never leave us.
Él nunca nos va a dejar.
He's for us, not against us.
Él está por nosotros, no en contra de nosotros.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray.
Amen.
Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would help, Lord God, this word that has been spoken today to be made clear through the work, through the moving, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would illuminate, Lord, that which has been spoken. I pray that you would cause it to make sense in our heart, in our spirit. That even though we are living in a time of such relativism, Lord, where things are constantly changing, nothing seems to stay the same. I pray, Lord, that we would understand that in you, you are the God that never changes. Mm-hmm. That you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, God. That your word will endure forever. Mm-hmm. That, Lord, we can trust you. We can trust your word. That we can pattern our lives according to what you have said. And, Lord, you have promised as a result to be with us. And so as these times are getting more and more difficult, Lord, as we see the manifestation of everything that Paul described in our day, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to stand true. Lord, to truly have good role models, to have those that we can pattern our lives after. Give us godly men and women who stand for the truth, who are willing to lay down their lives for that truth in Jesus' name. Lord, godly examples, we pray that we would see them and have them around, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we do pray, Lord, that you would encourage us to stay reading the Word, understanding the Word, studying the Word. I pray that you'd open up the Word as we spend time in it. Lord, help us to walk true, to have integrity, to be honest. Lord, to be truly distinct in the world that we are living in. That people will see Jesus in us. And so I pray that you would bless your people. Lord, meet each and every one where they are. Again, we pray that you would be, Lord God, with the Rivera family. Again, be their strength and their comfort now. Be with our brother Armando, Lord, as he, Lord God, will be leaving us. Lord, I pray that, Lord, even though he leaves, Lord God, and there will be distance between us, that, Lord, there will be a connection. I pray that you would again bless him, Lord, as he departs. And we pray that you would bless our congregation, Lord. Bless those that couldn't be here today and bless those that are watching online. We thank you for all that you have done and will do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all, and you all have a wonderful rest of your day. Dios les bendiga a todos.